Hi, and welcome back to Project Independence on You. We are talking with Marlene Brooks, who is the founder of Pen Pals for Seniors. Marlene, I'm assuming you're there?
I'm here, yes.
All right.
Wonderful.
One of the things in preparing for this, I did go to your website and looked up a lot of stuff, and I was very amazed about some of the statistics that I saw on there about senior isolation. It's really a lot worse than I realized. Could you maybe give us a few of those numbers?
Sure. The statistics that we have, it's definitely an issue that I think a lot of people don't know how truly bad it is. 65% of seniors that are 65 and older live alone. Within 1 in 6 seniors do describe themselves as isolated and lonely. That's a huge number. 1 in 10 seniors report that they only have one contact with another person in a month's time.
That's unbelievable, really.
That is unbelievable. Yeah. It must depend to a great extent on area.
It does. Yeah. There's more, sometimes in other services or bigger cities, there's more services and things like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Out here where I live in this area, our homebound program has 180 seniors that they deliver meals to, so that potentially... If, you know, I don't know exactly, you know, 1 in 10 of those, that might be their only contact for a whole month, and that is what we are trying to change.
Right, right.
Yeah, I mean, we're very, very fortunate in this part of the world because of a program like Project Independence. They do run many, many different social opportunities and not big elaborate stuff, but health chats and discussion groups and all kinds of different things. So we happen to be in an area that there still are people who are isolated seniors, but probably less, but I'm sure they're there.
I find in the rural areas the numbers are a lot more when they live in a rural type area.
I think the main thing is that a senior who is lonely can be contacted, but just out of curiosity, do you make an attempt to pair people up who you think might have similar interests, or it just doesn't matter? It's the correspondence that counts.
No, we do. We do. When we have a volunteer and a senior, we do one of the questions and that we do ask them, and we find out about them. We find out what they like, what types of things do they like to do, and we do try to pair them up based on common interests.
Okay,
so they have, you know, we feel like the matches go better that way, so then they have more to talk about, and maybe the match, you know, it's better for both parties. So we do try to match them up on common interests.
I noticed on your volunteer application, which is quite comprehensive, and unfortunately, probably some people are reluctant to go into that kind of detail, but I think people have to understand that the reason for that is you are trying to protect the seniors from people who may not be so honorable. And unfortunately, there are some in the world who are in that category. So I guess what I'm encouraging is for people not to be reluctant to fill out an application. And frankly, I see you do, people also get some kind of a background check. Could you maybe go into that a little bit?
That's correct. Our top priority, obviously, is the senior safety. And so, unfortunately, we do have the volunteer application put in place. It's as a screening process. The background check is in place definitely to ensure that, you know, they are someone that we want to connect with our seniors. We don't want, of course, there's a lot of people out there that don't have good intentions. We found overall the majority of the people who are willing to go through that, sign up, do the background check, are the ones who really want to be involved for the right reasons, and that's why we have that in place.
Okay.
Sounds terrific. This is kind of a silly question based on everything that you said, but what if you have someone who says, I'd rather email? is that taboo?
If somebody who said what?
I want to email.
Yeah, if you get somebody who says, you know, I like this idea, but I'd really rather use email.
That's my question.
What would be the answer to that one?
Yeah, if they'd rather use email. We do have we do have people that want to sign up that way and who want to correspond that way. And if we have a match that also would like to use via email, that is something that they can do.
Okay, that's wonderful. Because I think I know a number of people who really find paper and pen a bit of a curse at this point, but they'll sit down at their computer and write anything for anyone. And, you know, I think that's important.
They can do emails, also even phone calls. I mean, they can do that as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I read in, again in your website and blog, whatever, that people do talk on the phone in some cases on a fairly regular basis. Is that pretty common, or?
That is correct. Uh huh. And that goes back to the match and who we match them up with. It every match and relationship that we try to connect somebody with is different. So if that's something they want to do, that's something that they are able to do. And it's just it's basically dependent on the two people who are corresponding. So,
right. Now, I do know also most people are reluctant to ask for this, but you do. This is a non-profit making adventure, and you do need money. I just thinking about you got 6,000 people contacting you. I can not imagine Marlene Brooks doing this all herself. Do you have people on staff or other volunteers?
I have an administration team is what I like to call them. They're my volunteer group who help me process all of the letters and things like that. We are nonprofited in the state of Missouri. I'm working to get our 501, so we are still working on that. Unfortunately, a few things have fell through where we haven't been able to obtain that yet, but we are working to get that. And so, you know, fundraising, everything's a part of it. We've gotten some donations. It definitely is needed, but I think once we get the 501, it'll come a little more. Because right now, some programs and things that we need, we don't have at the moment because of the fact that we're not, you know, we just don't have the funding for it. Like, I have some volunteers that want to do the background check who have maybe been with us since the beginning but can't afford it. And right now, we can't, you know, help them by paying for it, unfortunately. So hopefully we'll get there soon.
Yeah, you indicated that you had programs and services you wanted to expand into. I guess this is more than the pen pal part of it. Is that so, or what did you have what do you visualize?
Basically, what I want to do is anytime a senior needs, I pretty much want to be able to provide for them anything that they need. If a senior calls in or a senior contacts us and says, I just want somebody to come visit me once a week, or I want somebody to come watch TV with me for an hour, or I want somebody to, you know, just talk to or things like that, I want to be able to provide somebody for them.
So what you want to try to meet the actual specific needs of the volunteer, not the volunteers, but the isolated senior, really.
That is correct, uh-huh. Right. That's exactly what I want to do.
Yeah, well, it's a, you know, it's wonderful. It's a great idea. It's, you know, I mean, I in this part of the world, I find it difficult to get people. We call them friendly visitors, which is a little bit different than a pen pal, in that you are personally having to physically go to somebody and get involved, whereas a pen pal is probably a little less invasive, and people might be more comfortable with doing that.
And there's a sense of anonymity also.
Yes, yeah. Do the people ever meet with each other?
Yes, I've had matches where they start out as pen pals, and then once they feel comfortable with each other, it'll turn into a face-to-face match. Now, that definitely is dependent on if the senior wants that. It's pretty much whatever, you know, however the senior feels and what they want, what they need. The beginning of this, we didn't match up anybody that was close to each other, and that was before we started the background check, so now that we have the background checks in place like that, we are working towards getting more face-to-face matches and more face-to-face relationships built so they can visit their seniors and it can grow from there.
What motivated you to begin this, Marlene? You have such a passion.
When I got the letter, I just came home from work one day and my life sort of changed. I got the letter and immediately my heart was in a billion pieces, and my grandmother, who raised me my whole life, she passed away in 2013, and it just reminded me when she actually passed away, the moment she passed away, she was in hospice and she was by herself. And so that brought up all of those feelings, and my purpose in life just was, from that moment on, there's nothing else that I want to do except this. For I knew what I had to do. I want to be able to reach as many seniors as possible and make sure that nobody feels that way.
It's so wonderful. Thank you for doing it.
Do you get involved? I'm sure you do, but like groups, let's say a nursing home or assisted living or whatever, it would seem like even though they're in an area with people around them, they could still be lonely. You know, I don't think just because you're surrounded by a lot of people means you're mentally, maybe you still feel isolated. Do you get involved with things like organizations like that?
Yes, I do. That's definitely true. At first, it was my goal was to reach all of the ones that are homebound, that are still in their homes. You know, they might be on a higher level, more isolated, but in nursing homes, there's people there that don't have anybody come to visit them at all, and we want to help those people too.
Right. Unfortunately, I have visited a number of nursing homes for family members, friends, et cetera, and it seems like they're definitely, you know, if you go there often enough, you see that there are some people who are always by themselves, and, you know, you say hello, but that's about where it ends. Suppose people now, we're getting close to wind down time here. Suppose somebody wants to get involved with Pen Pals for Seniors. I know you mentioned the website. Is that the best way, or is there also a phone number people can call?
Right now, the best way is to contact us through the website. It goes through the email. I have a direct email. If somebody's, we're looking for, I don't have representatives in every state as of this moment, so I'm always looking for more volunteers to join my admin team, to be sort of my contact and my outreach coordinator in that area, in their specific area. So they can also email me directly, which my email is just marlene@penbelcherseniors.org. But they would have to, starting through the website would be the best option right now.
Okay, and again, I'll repeat, the 311 number is like the magic word. You can get almost any information you choose that you hear on this show by calling 311. I think we're ready to wind it down here, Marlene. We appreciate the fact that we were able to talk to you this time. I know we tried once before, and you wound up with some travel problems, and we wish you nothing but the best. Your program, and as Janet said, your passion for this program is admirable, and we thank you.
Thank you
very much for spreading awareness. You guys do great things, and thank you.
Have a good day. Take care.